Sounds good. Dan Miller on the call.
I'm just glad he gets to go home. Pack it up, boys.
Yeah. Hey, good win.
Oh, it was a great win.
Good win.
Great win. And I was watching coverage after the game last night, and Dan was on to like 12:30. So that's a hardworking man right there.
Yep. 248-539-9797.
It's so fun when you think of it. Ended Stafford's season last year and start this season with a loss for Stafford.
You know, the funny
and the Rams.
The thing about it is, what Stafford's done in Los Angeles with the Rams is great. I mean, he won a Super Bowl and he still looks very, very good. But the stories, the shows that we don't have to do because Stafford hasn't beaten Detroit the last 2 years, the show we didn't have to do because Stafford didn't end the Lions season last year. I mean, we were kind of joking about that off the air last week. Kang and I laughing about, could you imagine? And I mean, had Stafford, this is an old story, but had Stafford ended the Lions season last year, it would have rekindled all those shows that we didn't want to do. Yeah. And it would have lasted like the entire off season. But they didn't win it by much, but they won it. And it doesn't really matter. It's a playoff game. You just win. And now they open up this season. And we don't have to do that show. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Next up is Justin on 97.1. Hi, Justin.
Happy NFL Football Monday, guys.
Yep. Indeed.
Finally here. Yep. Oh, I've been waiting all year. All right, I'll keep it quick. Champ, I'm pretty sure everybody's going to say the O-line today, or at least most people should say the O-line, but David Montgomery and the Detroit Lions O-line, especially in that overtime win, perfection. That was one of the, at least from what I've seen, one of the all-time greatest running back drives I've seen in 10 minutes. Like he was running with his hair on fire. Yeah. It was incredible to watch. And then Chump, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are also going to say Michigan, but I'm going to go in a slightly different direction. Cincinnati played a terrible game, but Deshaun Watson is my Chump of the weekend. What? Oh, that might be one of the worst trades ever to have gone down in the NFL.
They gave up a lot.
Yeah.
Yep. And they got a lot of baggage and a quarterback who hasn't really been there for them.
Yep. 248-539-9797. I watched the NFL all day yesterday thinking, not our problem, not our problem,
yeah,
not our problem.
Well, today starts off with Dak Prescott breaking the bank.
Well, yesterday before the game started was like one of the craziest days in NFL history, right? Like
Tyreek
mentioned,
Hill.
Yeah, Dak, Tyreek Hill. When I saw that come across my timeline, he's in handcuffs a mile or a block away from the stadium. And then his teammate comes to help him and he's in handcuffs. And then Dak breaks the bank. And I'm like, what is going on? This is the NFL. Yep. This is crazy. But the caller mentioned that last drive. The Lions absolutely dog-walked the Rams. I mean, it was they had nothing left. What, 6 runs and 7 plays or 7 runs and 8 plays? It was a body blow, and it was like, hey, just end this thing, right? It was absolutely, I mean.
Eventually it was a liver shot, and he can't
exactly
come back from a liver shot.
It's demoralizing.
No.
I mean,
soul-crushing.
Methodical, totally we got this.
Awesome devastation.
Yep.
I mean, when the Rams, they did the right thing. They called a timeout before the game-winning touchdown. But, I mean, you had to. Like, yep. Hey, please, give us a break, man.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Daryl is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Daryl.
How we doing today, boys?
Great.
Good. My champ of the week is, like he said, the O-line, David Montgomery, that win in the OT, ran it down their throats, was real nice. Chumps. Got to go with Notre Dame. You know, pay somebody $1.4 million to come beat you in your own house. Number 5 team in the country. Good win, NIU.
Great win.
I mean, so, it's every once in a while something happens
Huskies.
In college football where you're like, how did that happen? I mean, and you turned around. Alabama was in a one-point game in the fourth quarter with USF. They ended up pulling away. But I went back and took a look at that play-by-play. Bama was in a dogfight with USF, and it was a big score when it was all said and done. But the Notre Dame game, I mean, we turned that on, and just it was like hard to believe what was going on, because that Notre Dame team came out of Texas A&M, and it looked like with their schedule and winning that game, is Notre Dame.
I mean, it's a light schedule for Notre Dame.
Yeah, so they usually play a very, very tough schedule, a very challenging schedule.
Not so much this year,
but that. it was all laid out in front of them, and to lose at home to Northern Illinois. 248-539-9797.
Oh, then Alabama struggling with South Florida. Yeah. Because how many points did Bama score in the fourth quarter? Like 28?
It was, yeah, they pulled away late. It was a one-point game in the fourth quarter.
Not enough to cover.
You seem to be acutely aware of that.
I'm just pointing out facts.
Yeah.
Brent?
let's go to Matt in St. Clair Shores. Hi, Matt.
Hey, boys. Happy Football Monday, like the last guy said.
Yeah.
You know, my quick champion chomp at the NFL, I mean, it was a great opening weekend Thursday. I mean, we still got two games tonight that I'm pretty sure everyone's still waiting to see. I think just it was a great opening weekend. And I'm kind of going to go back to the well. I think the chump is a major chump, and it's Ward Manuel. I can't chump Sherrone Moore because who wouldn't take that promotion and that job that he's been working for the last 7 years for? But Ward Manuel knows that Sherrone Moore isn't a national champion level coach. He doesn't have a national championship level team. You can't tell me that Davis Warren has been working with him for 8 months and he's an actual anything more than maybe a Matt caliber quarterback. And if Alex Orji is that bad, why are we told that there's been a battle between these two? Is it a battle to the bottom? I just feel like Sherrone Moore has been set up to fail to take the axe for Jim Harbaugh when whatever comes down comes down. And I really hope Ward Manuel will just goes with it, because I think he's really the one that's pretty much putting an anchor on the football world program.
So you're done. You're done with Sherrone already.
It's not Sherrone's fault. Sherrone has been set up to fail. Ward should have conducted an actual search. But yes, I texted you last week that Sherrone Moore is over his head and he needs to go. It's not because he was part of the program, but he's not. He's not a national champion level coach. We should have gone, if we're going to be a serious program about being a national championship caliber team, you need a coach that reflects that. And I don't think Sherrone Moore is that. He's a great guy. But, I mean, if you think about it, like, why didn't he go get a quarterback or receivers in the portal? He's built three offensive lines. This one's really bad. The quarterback room is really bad. The wide receivers, there are two receivers total. We don't have an offense to play. It's going to be all season. It's going to be great defense, Matt caliber offense.
I appreciate the phone call. I just think that's really early. I mean, incredibly early. As some of what you say may come to fruition as far as what this season is going to be. But I mean, one of the big, like Sherrone Moore is challenged now in a way that every coach gets challenged, and it's crisis management. Like, how does he handle this moving forward? And no, he is short on experience, but man, that's a quick trigger.
It is a quick trigger, and I don't know, you know, how good Davis Warren can be, but I'll look at this and watch his maturation process and compare it to like Jake Rudock. Jake Rudock got better every week with Michigan that first year when Harbaugh took over, and by the end of that season, he was a pretty good quarterback. Is that a similar trajectory that Davis Warren can go through?
I mean, you hope so. He hadn't played a game since 2019, and I think it was interesting late in that game. I wondered if he was starting to try to make plays more than try to not make a mistake. Yeah, it was, and you know, what can they build off? Because if you have to sell that they played better, I'm saying the coaches have to sell to the team. We played better. I know a lot of people think Texas took the foot off the gas. Defensively, they got into their depth chart a little bit. That is true. Offensively, they threw deep late third quarter. They ran that reverse late third quarter. They had the ball with 6 minutes to go, up 31-6. They were still throwing it. I don't buy that they took the foot off the gas offensively. Defensively, they did get in their depth chart a little bit. But if you're Michigan and you're the coach of that team, whether it's actually true or not that they took the foot off the gas doesn't even really matter. You have to sell. Okay, offensively did some things better late in that game, and we're gonna respond. But man, that was a quick trigger.
Yeah, I think personally the caller's overreacting a little bit on Sherrone Moore. Give him a chance here, but he did bring up a point where Alex Orji, Davis Warren, Michigan did things to keep Orji from transferring, right? And then now has he just not gotten better? Because Davis Warren is a starting quarterback, and I don't think, with all due respect to Davis Warren, maybe he's Jake Rudock. I don't think people want Jake Rudock. You know, like, where's Alex Orji's progression, and is he not a practice player? Maybe he's better on game day. Do they need to change the game plan? Because to suit, I think you could agree, Orji's probably the more dynamic quarterback. I don't know if he's going to be a good quarterback, but when you're struggling on offense.
Yeah, it might simply start with, hey, And it, I don't know what they're going to do, and we'll try and find out this week. But it might simply start with, here's a series instead of a play.
Well, it's Arkansas State this week, right?
Yep.
Okay, so it's not like a juggernaut of opponents you're going to have to face. This would be a great opportunity to try both quarterbacks and give them, you know, however you want to divvy up the percentages of the plays. But I think you can get, let Alex Orji run a few series at least.
I guess I also don't know that the quarterback play – There's so much more that I saw that was disturbing than just the quarterback play. Well, I wonder how much they say every job's open, if they even do that.
I mean, on offense, it's hard to argue with that because nobody is stepping outside of Loveland. Nobody has stepped up and been that guy.
248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.